The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. Today is Monday, April 5th, 2021. It is a nice day outside today. It's supposed to be warm, but it's nice out. And this is my co-host, recorder Ron Gator. This is Ron. For those of you that can or cannot see, this is my digital recorder. So I put questions in there, and I practice them over the weekend before the shows. And today I have another guest on my show. She's the founder and executive director of the West Michigan Transition Services. And I also have a history with her too. Yep. She works at Straight School.
Yep. Good afternoon,
Joe. So without further ado, let's welcome Sandy Kiro to the show. Good afternoon, Sandy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thank you for having me on. I feel very privileged.
How do you feel being on the show today?
Awesome. I'm very, very excited, a little bit nervous, but so wonderful to be here and sharing in your journey.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very happy to have you be here. But you know what? It's good nervous, you know? But don't worry. It's okay.
It's all nervous. Good.
It's natural. But so for those that may not know what the Community Transition Service is, would you explain what the West Michigan Community Services is?
Yep. Sure. West Michigan Transition Services started a few years ago. We started very, very small, and right now it's actually in the growing stages. But we started, right now it's connected with my Facebook page as a group. And we saw a need, Joe, for my students, their families, caregivers, parents, guardians of all sorts to connect with the transition services here in West Michigan. So from there, I created a web page. It's just a group on my Facebook page. So that parents would have a place to discuss things that their young adults are going through, bring up concerns that they might have. Students could also showcase the things they were working on. So I will post things on there like the Joe Show. We want as much public relations. We want as much of the community to know what's going on in Grand Rapids and Kent County, for that matter, to know that our young adults in Michigan can do many, many impossible things that were once thought impossible, now become possible. So the page got created a few years ago, and eventually we're going to make it into a full web page where parents can go to find all about transition.
Kind of like a group page.
Yeah, that's what it is right now, a group on my Facebook page. But we hope to create its own individual website. Like Autism Speaks, they have their own website. DAC has their own, Network 180. And West Michigan Transition Services will eventually have their own.
All righty. All right, Ron, first question. What is the West Michigan Transition Services, and why did you feel the need to start the service?
Well, it's a community-based group right now. It's a coalition of parents, families, agencies, businesses, anything in the community that we can connect with to improve the services of individuals with disabilities. I'm mainly focusing at this point on ages 18 to 26, which we are so thankful for that Michigan goes to age 26. We're very fortunate that the state of Michigan covers our individuals until 26 before they age out. Most states go to age 21. So thank you, Michigan, for doing this for our young adults. Right now it is 18 to 26, but eventually, again, we want to include high schools in that. We want to make sure that it's all inclusive of all individuals in West Michigan or in Michigan, so that if you are in Montcalm County, Allegan County, Kalamazoo, up north, wherever you are, you can be connected to our transition services that are provided throughout the state of Michigan. We want it to go big, not as big as you, Joe, not as big as regional, but we want it to go statewide.
Well, I think it should go statewide, and you know what? Shout out to Michigan.
Awesome.
For that.
You bet.
Yes. So when you found this service, So you said, when you mentioned you started the service like a few years ago, and you also mentioned the webpage when you created the webpage. Is there a webpage for people with visual impairments too?
At this time, no.
No.
And it's because my technological expertise stops with creating just a web page. I have tried getting things like an auditory service on my my group page, but my expertise, my skill of technology doesn't go that far. So in the future, that is something we are working on. We are actually going to turn into a 501c3. We hope to make it a nonprofit. So with that, I'm looking for a board of directors that can come on board with me and make that web page all inclusive. We want people to hear it, taste it, feel it, touch it. We want everyone to be included in it, so that all disabilities can come here for like a central hub for transition services in Michigan.
And a place to hang out too.
You better believe it. Place to find all your friends.
That's right. All right, Ron, next question. What are some examples of services you've already provided?
Well, the services, the central focus of West Michigan Transition Services is to provide individuals, like I said, a hub of sorts to come to. Think of a train station where you'd go there, or even the Rapid, where you'd go to Central Station, and you have to pick what route you're going to take. So we want to provide direction for our individuals, whether they're going to go into a full-time job, a part-time job, whether they want to live in Grand Rapids, live outside of Grand Rapids. So what bus are they going to get on, so to speak? What direction are they going to take? West Michigan Transition Services is that central hub to help direct and guide them. We want to hook them up with agencies along the way, transportation services, businesses in the community. We want to help them whether they're urban, suburban, or out in the rural communities. Our rural communities face some obstacles as well as our urban communities. The rural communities face transportation issues and lack of services. Urban communities, we have a whole host of obstacles here. Getting services connected with agencies is one obstacle. So we're working to decrease those obstacles so our individuals can have the best life ever. We want them to be the envy of their neighbors. So the services we have are a connecting sort of service. It's not tangible. It's connecting to other agencies, groups, and businesses.
Well, slowly the obstacles how are you guys decreasing these obstacles?
Yeah. Let me give an example. One example might be connecting with the city of Grand Rapids to ensure that, like recently they just did a study to improve the mobility of Grand Rapids. Getting around, let's say if you were in a wheelchair or if you were blind. So if you go to a crosswalk, a lot of our crosswalks in Grand Rapids didn't have the handicap accessible plates that they have down at the curb site.
Yeah, yeah.
So we may help them do a study. We may help connect them with other parents or other individuals who access Grand Rapids to make mobility in Grand Rapids better. We want to see that every city has access is accessible to individuals with disabilities. So you're a good connector for people with disabilities. We're kind of the same thing with that. We want everyone to be included in every city, state, region, and all of Michigan. So that would be an example.
Well, thank you very much, Sandy. I guess I am an example.
Yes, you are.
That too.
Yeah.
Because I'm the guy with the white cane.
You got it.
All right, Ron, next question. So how does the West Michigan Transition Services connect with the community?
Well, right now our website, or the group, I keep calling it a website, soon to be website, we connect to the community, like our parents will connect through the Facebook page, okay? And if they have questions, the site is set up so that anybody can post. I am the moderator of the website, so if something is inappropriate, I obviously will take it down. But most of the sites, like I have Sarah Green from the Rapid, she will post information about the Rapid on there. I will collect information from DAC, from the Bureau of Services of the Blind. Anything that they post, I will pull it off their site and put it on ours. I will also post things with parent permission for students who are guarded, pictures of students succeeding and reaching their milestones in life. Like if somebody were to find an apartment, we want to post that on there. Where did they get the apartment? How did they find it? What agency did they use to help find it? So we are very community oriented. And then again, we want to connect individuals with community supports. So does that kind of make sense?
That does kind of make sense. And also to maybe find a help, maybe find a house.
Oh,
for
yes.
example, too.
Yes, house, transportation, again, those agency representatives. Housing is one of our biggest concerns, as well as transportation. Parents don't know how to navigate the world of transition, and we're here to see that they can get the services that they need. Parents need respite services. They need housing for the young adults. Is a group home best? Should their child be guarded? You know, what kind of guardianship should they give? What should parents do when individuals go out on their own and they need financial support? Do they go to MyAble? Do they go to their bank and get a trust? You know, a trust.
Or do they get like a bank?
Yes. Or do
account?
They just? Yep. Do they just go through regular services? So we will connect them with attorneys if need be to help them navigate the world of financial services for them.
All righty, because it's to help them succeed, they've got to learn. I mean, they learn money skills too.
Yes.
So they can learn how to pay their. Pay the rent for their apartments or the lease too.
Correct. So my point of view, I've been in education for 20 years, and when I hit upon this transition, this was about 6 years ago, I came to, I'm a teacher, an educator in West Michigan, and when I discovered transition services, there was a lot that was missing. I did a survey with the parents that I had, and we discussed the central need for parents was getting to know what is transition all about. So the page grew out of that. Parents, they have so many questions, as well as the individuals themselves. And Joe, we want them to succeed like you did. We want them to navigate the world so that they each can have their quote unquote Joe show. We want them to be successful. So how did they get from high school
to
age 26.
You
better,
graduating.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's a lot of agencies in West Michigan that are willing to help out. So I want to be that central hub, so to speak, that gets them connected to their successes. And we want it to be person-centered. We want it to be the goal that they have, not the dishwasher, not the laundry person, the one that folds laundry, the one that cleans. We want what they want, Joe.
Yes. Same here. You know, and I think you could be a great hub. I think you could be a great hub for those too.
Yeah. I've got a young gentleman right now who wants to be a mechanic. His reading skills might not be the highest level, but you know what? He's got a lot of skill and he's got a lot of motivation. I have another young lady who I think would make a great model. She's got autism. But boy, does she have some great facial expressions. So I'm looking for an agency that might want to support her. I'm looking for someone for the auto mechanic who might support him on his journey to become one. And it's we want it to take the shape that the young adult wants. What kind of an auto mechanic? What do you want to be? So I need a lot of help from the individual to answer those questions.
Yeah, like what you want to be in real life, or what do you want to do
Correct.
Out in the real world? Like getting them out in the real world.
Yep.
And if he wants to be mechanic, he's got to start from like A to Z, like one step at a time. You got to take little steps first.
Yes.
Before you move a lot more farther.
Yes.
Too.
So my education, being an educator, mm-hmm. and transition services, they kind of like blend together real well. I have another young individual at school who wants to be a paleontologist.
Paleontologist.
Yeah. We want him to research it, find out what it's all about, and what kind of paleontologist would that be? So we're here to help him on that road to success.
Huh. I've never heard of paleontologist.
Yeah, they study dinosaur bones.
That's
what he wants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He wants to go to the dig sites.
Hmm.
So there may be some travel in his future.
There might be. He's got to do his research.
Yes.
Alrighty, Ron, and the third question. So how has COVID-19 affected, or how's COVID, here, Ron, third question. Yeah. How has COVID-19 affected the Western Michigan Transition Services, and what are you looking forward to once COVID is over?
Well, I think COVID-19 for me has become a blessing. We were more online now than ever before. Parents can't meet together, and it's made me realize that we need to reach more people. We need to get out there and spread the word more. So with COVID, it put us all inside. So now how can we reach more people knowing that we're limited with visiting? And it's only going to make it stronger, is what I think. We're going to make West Michigan Transition Services bigger. We want to reach out to other people. So has COVID affected it? I would say in a positive way it has, because now we know the work that's before us and what we have to do to get ahead.
That's right. And but it'll catch up slowly, like the reaching out. But people have been going on. People have been learning like remotely too. People have been on working from home, or people have been at home like on their screens just working too.
Correct.
And learning also.
Yeah.
Students learning as well too.
Yeah, correct. And I find out that most parents, even my individuals that I work with, they are so ready to help out. I've got a handful of people that are already reaching out to provide
to help
support.
Out. Yeah.
Yep, provide support and information and make connections. So I'm excited to see what the future of this is going to bring.
I'm very excited for you too, because I think it will bring the good future to the West Michigan Transition Services. But with COVID right now, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
And because not seeing that person in front of you, or feeling that person in front of you, but you like when it's on screen, it makes it kind of tough.
Correct. Yeah.
Also for someone with visual impairments, like,
yeah,
they can't see.
Yeah.
But it does make it kind of tough. And so you look forward to the community, the West Michigan Community Transition Services. Building it, catching it up, and building it slowly too, and expanding it. I think the West Michigan Community Transition Services can survive even when this pandemic's over with too.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
So your goal too, Joe, of going regional, we're here to help. If you don't mind, I sent your name over to Wayne County.
Oh, wait, you did?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's
so don't be surprised if you get contacted by them. But that's what I do best, Joe, is I connect people with other people. That's kind of my forte. So I'm going to use it to my advantage and connect people with people.
Well, connection is very important, even in
yes.
this time that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure all of us can't wait for this COVID era to be over with.
Yeah. So I've got eventually too. We want to connect our high school students with our transition services here. We want to connect with all the ISDs. We want them to know that we're available.
Yep.
And here to help out their young adults. So
right.
K-12
yeah.
and beyond.
All righty. All right, Ron, the third question. How and why did you concentrate on the, here, let me try and fix that question. All right, Ron, what's the fourth question? Hold on, let me just try it. Just give me a second. All right, so how and why did you concentrate on the West Michigan Community Transition Services and why is it, and it's available to young adults with disabilities?
Well, again, that started out at the beginning, Joe, when I came into the, for education, working with the 18 to 26. But again, we're going to expand that. We want that to go even younger. And I just finished talking with a teacher in Ionia County. She works at the elementary level. So eventually, she works with children who are moderately cognitively impaired. But eventually, some of those students will be on the track, the certificate track, not diploma bound. And I want her and her colleagues to start services early. So our transition association will connect with those early on educators, early on in elementary and high school, so that by the time that individual leaves the high school programming in Michigan, they are now ready to board the world of transition still in our schools, but they're going to be so much further ahead if we start early with them. And then parents will understand the process much better than if they had started at age 18. We want them to start early. So I started first with post-secondary high school, which is 18 and above, but now we want to expand that to elementary and up to age 26.
All right, because, yeah, and also getting them out and onto the workforce, too, and getting them mm-hmm. prepared.
Yes, workforce is important, but if an individual does not want to work, we're looking at volunteering. We want to make sure
that person with disabilities has something to do.
Yes, an enviable life, Joe. We want them not sitting on their couch. And there's nothing wrong with going to a volunteering site and folding clothes and doing laundry. There's nothing wrong with it. We want what the individual wants. That's what we're working on.
Yes, I mean I agree with you 100% there, but whatever that person wants to do in real life, I think you guys can help them.
Yeah.
Find what they're looking for too.
You bet. That's what we want. And sometimes it takes longer for individuals to come out of their shell. Some of them take a long time, like me. I was very shy, mm-hmm. and it took me a long time to get where I'm at now. A lot of obstacles along the way. But obstacles go, everyone comes across obstacles.
Including me.
Yeah.
Because I've overcome some obstacles.
Yes. And your obstacles are probably different than my obstacles, but obstacles nonetheless. So we want to help people get past those obstacles, because once you get past them, mm-hmm. man, you can do anything. And you're here, Joe, to attest to that you can do anything. And that's where we're all headed.
You know what? You can do anything. You can have a radio show, you can have a podcast or a TV show.
You can do anything. You bet.
All right, Ron, next question.
Ron, got any more for us?
Yep. We have two more. What is it that you like to do during your free time?
You would ask me that question.
Yes.
Joe, I am right now, this is my passion. This is my life right now, is working on transition. You know what? I do this in my sleep. If I had to pick one thing that I do outside of this, is I like to, in the words of one individual I know, I like to learn new things. So this transition services helps me learn new things, and it feeds the passion that I have. The other passion that I have is kayaking. So if there's one outlet that I have, it would be get out on the water and kayak. I could spend a whole day out there or two. but I do. I spend so much time doing transition services. I do have a goal of being able to run a transition program when I get older. And I have yet to see that. So this, Joe, is my life. And I enjoy it. I enjoy what I do.
Well, if you, you know what, I think you, it sounds like you enjoy it a lot, but you know what, if you enjoy it, keep it up.
I will. I'll keep doing it for quite a while yet.
All righty, Ron, do you have any more questions for me? All right. All righty, and I think Ron has one more question for us here. How can people get involved with the West Michigan Transition Services, either as advocates or clients?
Unfortunately, right now, I usually connect people through my Facebook page. So you got to know me, which is Sandra Sella Curran on Facebook. And then I connect them with West Michigan Transition Services Association. So it's kind of a private group. But hopefully within the next month, we're going to roll it out to be a web page. And then if you were to do a web search, the name will be changed slightly because it's going to be Michigan or Transition Central of Michigan. So it will change a little bit. So if anybody was doing a web search for transition services in Michigan, we want to be one of the top searches that comes up. So the web page will change, and it will be a web page with a lot of videos so that parents can see and hear what it's like to be in the world of transition. We want individuals with disabilities to be running a lot of it. So they will be videotaping their journeys. They will be giving advice from their point of view, as well as parents giving their advice and their points of view on how to navigate transition. So if someone were going to try and contact me, right now I would have them contact me through my Google Gmail, which is, it's a new one, transitioncoalitionmichigan@gmail.com.
All righty. So, and then they can also reach out to you that way too.
Correct. Transitioncoalitionmichigan@gmail.com.
Hey, you know what?
What's it's a mouthful.
You know what? Now that you have the web page and you can expand it even more, I think maybe it can be the top dog in the world, wouldn't you say?
Top dog in Michigan. That would be great.
Yes.
That would be. You got it, Joe. You and I will hit the world running, won't we?
Oh, we'll hit the ground running. No doubt about that. All right.
So, and then when you get on the Ellen Show or Oprah, which you will get there, you're going to be on our transition page. So we'll make sure you get put on there because that would be wonderful.
You know what? If I get put on there, I think I might be even more famous.
Yeah, let's not say if.
Well,
let's,
no,
let's
I might
say
be,
when.
Because I'm thinking right now, like, when I'll be famous in the future, but time will tell.
Yes.
That's what I was looking for.
Yep, you will get there, Joe.
Yes, slowly. Well, hey, thank you very much for coming on the show today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure to be here to meet Ron, your co-host.
Well, he's not talking right now, but yeah. You know what? It was a pleasure to have you here on my show.
Thank you.
You're welcome I would love to have you back on my show here in the future.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope to come back because we are going to have a lot of growth.
Oh, I want to have you back here.
Good, thank you.
Because I think you can bring some other ideas and everything to the table, too.
Yep, we're hoping to, Joe. We're hoping to. So, a few more months, we'll get back on here and see where we've gone.
Yep. Well, before we go, is there anything you'd like to maybe add to the conversation?
I don't think so, Joe. I think we've covered quite a bit. I hope to expand transition services in Michigan. I think it's a growing need in the state, and I hope that the dreams of our individuals come to fruition. That would be a wonderful thing to have happen. So I appreciate you having me on. And look forward to many more conversations with you.
In the future, too, here on the show.
Yeah.
All righty. Is there anything else?
Nope, I don't think so. How about anything from you, Joe? You got a busy day ahead of you?
Well, I guess, no, I don't think so.
But no, you've got more shows coming up in the future, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do. You know what? I have more shows coming up in the future. Yeah. I've got more planned.
And I hear this show right now is number 40 for you?
Yep. It's number 40.
So when you hit 50, when you hit 100, we're going to be here cheering you on.
You know what? I think, you know what? Please cheer me on because I think we'll celebrate the 100th episode, or the 50th episode too. Well, maybe we'll probably celebrate it.
I think you should. I don't know how you're going to do that yet, but you'll come up with something. You and Mindy always have something in the works.
We'll figure something out.
And I do want to make a shout out to Mindy. I saw the broadcast that was done through the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, if all CLS workers could work as hard as Mindy does, we would have a lot more accomplished in this world if they could do that. She's got the dedication, the determination to see an individual through. And there are some CLS workers that don't have that. And I don't want to say that they're all bad.
No.
They're by not bad at all. But the work that Mindy has put in and has taken on working with you, Joe, is phenomenal. I've also done a lot of bragging about her to the colleagues that I know, because I'm a supports coordinator. That part of me too has passed on to other, to my colleagues, my coworkers in the field of supports coordination. So therein came the Wayne County stuff. I passed Mindy's info, your info on, because it has to be seen. They were thrilled to death to see what a CLS worker could do. They were more than thrilled to see what you've accomplished. So again, my strength, Joe, lies in that networking piece, reaching out to other people, spreading the news, telling people what individuals can do, can succeed. So that's my forte. And like I said earlier, Wayne County's got your name. I want to pass it on to other places. And Wayne County has my name because that's where our community living supports, their base is based out of. They're based out of Wayne County. They came to West Michigan. They started with 100 individuals that they work with about a year and a half ago. They're up to 600 individuals now that need supports in West Michigan alone. So there is a strong need out there to connect people with transition.
All righty. Well, that wraps up today's episode.
All right.
I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share, like, and hit that subscribe button, comment down below, and please leave a rating and write a review. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page, and you can find it on Stitcher and Anchor.fm and Spotify. My show airs on WKTV channels, Comcast 25 and AT&T 99, and my show airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. So I will see you all next week, Monday, for next week's episode. So please take care of yourself and each other, and please stay safe. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.